Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is Tuesday at 4, so we are joined by Jordan Mailata. Call-in sponsored by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. Jordan, I haven't talked to you in so long. How are you?
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Favorite day of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, favorite time of the week.
Jordan, you know what? There's been so much. You know, you guys have lost a couple of games, and I feel like I ask you so many questions about what isn't going right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you, what do you think is something that you guys are doing well right now? Like what?
That's a change up.
Yeah. What is something that so far you are pleased with? So not content, but pleased with so far that you are doing so far this year with the team?
Man, great question. I would probably say how we're handling our up tempo, no huddle, you know, play style.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I also think how we've handled the red zone every trip, you know. By that last game, right, that was the only time we didn't score a touchdown. I thought we've been capitalizing on every chance that we've gotten in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say we've done that really well. I would also say I think how that last game, probably protecting the ball. It's really hard. Really hard question there.
Well, I didn't mean it.
Well, I get it. You know, you lose a couple games in a row, and you're like, we're not doing anything well right now,
quite frankly.
And there's a lot that needs to get better. And I know you guys are very critical on yourselves, and no one is ducking accountability down. I'm certain of that. Here's something that I've been thinking about, Jordan, compared to where you guys were last year to where you're at now. Just from the standpoint of, there was a point bye week, after the bye week, that first Cleveland game, things hadn't started clicking just yet for you all as a team. And I know you guys are in a similar situation. You're not where you want to be at. And I'm wondering from your viewpoint, is that something, like I guess past success and handling past adversity and fighting your way out of rough times to better times, is that something you all can lean on as a team and you as a player to sort of get you guys through this sort of rough patch you're going through right now? I mean, you're still 4-2. I don't want to forget that part about it, but obviously you're not playing at the level you want to play at.
Yeah, I think what helps is, you know, just having the people that we have in the building, just knowing the body of work that we've put in over the last 5 years, that gives us confidence that we know we can correct you know, the mistakes or, you know, our shortcomings that we're dealing with right now. That we're dealing with right now. So, you know, just having the right people and the right coaches in the building, that's what gives me the confidence. And because of the body of work that we've put in the last 5 years. So I kind of lost my train of thought there, so I have to review my answer twice to really remind myself.
Really, it happens.
Really get it in there, yeah.
Yeah, it happens. You guys have set a standard, man, more than any other position group on the team. Like the offensive line, Stoutland, it gets looked at and praised often recognized as the best in the game, right? When you look at the way the O-line this year is playing from your standpoint, where you guys are at right now, how close do you believe you all are to the standard in which you've set to play at each and every week? How close do you believe you guys are to being at that standard?
We're super close. You know, I think I say it every week on my show. In the run game, we're always one block away. But the beautiful thing about, I think it's a beautiful thing. You can have, like, an outstanding performance at one position on the O-line, but for a truly whole game to be played, you need, we call it the five-wheel drive. You need all five guys on the same page. And you know, there are a couple plays there where we are, a couple plays where we're not, one guy off. Like I said, kind of similar towards the question that I just answered, just because of the guys that we have in the room, our coach, you know, one of the best in the league. The body of work that we put in, we know we can make the corrections. We know we're going to, you know, try and, again, strive for that greatness, strive to keep that standard high at all times. So it's just something that we got to correct every day and be willing to correct. And, you know, I feel like we do have the right guys in the room there to get that job done.
After the game on Thursday, you guys had a day off, and then you were back in the facility yesterday. What was the mood and the message among players after having those few days off and the Giants game?
We were pretty excited to get that break, but also kind of excited to get back to work again. You know, I feel like regardless of it being 2 weeks, just that loss in general kind of left a sour taste in our mouth, and we just kind of wanted to come back in, hit the reset button. Hard work always pays off, and so we just went straight back to work, and you kind of took the film as like, you know, there's check your ego at the door. It's time to, you know, hold yourself accountable, look yourself in the mirror, no one else, just look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, did you do your job on this play? That's all you have to do. And if it's a yes, yes. If it's a no, okay, let's fix it. And I thought we came in and we did that. So, you know, just, again, you just got to, allow yourself to be coached. And then as a player, you got to be a pro and work on that stuff. So, you know, you can correct it in the next week during the game.
I want to hop back to an answer you gave at the beginning, if you don't mind. Skip back 6 minutes. You mentioned the hurry-up offense and the red zone offense. Now, we've talked about the hurry-up offense a few times as to why on your show about why that's successful. It gets you guys to the line quicker. It sort of simplifies everything. The red zone's a different situation, though. Why do you think you've been so successful in the red zone compared to the offense getting to the red zone? What is it about the red zone offense that has allowed it to be successful?
I wish I had a straight cut out answer for you.
Okay.
Without trying to sound like a football guru. I honestly want to say that the practice that we, the look that we get at practice, and the way we practice is probably why we execute at a high level. As in terms of getting to the red zone, getting to the red zone, it's a little bit harder because the defense looks, there's a lot more, room for the defense to play their different fronts and different coverages. But when we get to the red zone, it's kind of, if there's only so many defenses that they can go to, to play. So, Ike, you want to chime into that? You're a defensive player.
Well, that's interesting.
Completely lost on it.
No, I think that actually made sense to me.
Yeah.
He's saying that you're getting so many different looks from defenses when you're playing in the rest of the field that you're not able to replicate during practice because you don't know that they're going to do them. Mm-hmm. Whereas you get into the red zone and it sort of simplifies the defense. You're not dealing with as many looks as you do on the rest of the field.
Yeah.
Basically, what you're saying? Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
I would say that.
Yeah.
Not as much field to defend. You got that end line back there. So a lot of it is, Jordan, I know during that time is from a safety support system, they can be closer to the line of scrimmage because you don't have as much to defend also.
Yeah, it makes the count. It makes the count better. But, you know, makes the count better. Anyway.
Yeah, I buy into that for sure. And I think, listen, you guys, for whatever reason, down in that red zone, for the most part, you stay on schedule. You don't get behind the sticks as much down there. Yeah. So you can stick to what you like to do down there and stay in your comfort zone as opposed to being, you know, third and 15 from the 25-yard line or something like that.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Also like that, you know, the last couple of games down there, you guys have shown a little bit of creativity. I guess it started in the Tampa game. Is that the first place we saw, like, the quad receiver set where they threw it to Dallas Goedert? I'm seeing down there, at least we've been we've been yelling for this for years with Dallas Goedert. It's about him being a bigger part of the offense down there in the red zone, using that big body of his to sort of get in the end zone.
Yeah, certainly love the creativity, especially, you know, if we're only like a yard or two away. It saves our body from, you know, running the tush push.
Well, Jordan, I hope you win on Sunday because I really don't like – I want you to sound happier, to be honest with you. And it doesn't – a couple of losses.
I'm happy, man. I'm happy. Man.
I see it, man. All right. You sure?
I got something that might make you happier.
All right.
Did you happen to catch the Alabama-Missouri game this weekend?
Come on now. Oh, I had no business watching that game.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, the 360-pound lineman they put in the Wildcat formation – y'all see
saying.
That?
Yes.
Did you see that?
Like, no,
yeah.
I did.
They threw it to him. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, man, hey, we might need to get you a part of the offense down there is what I'm saying. Get you in that end zone.
You know what? Who's going to block for me?
Yeah.
You know? Well, I guess we do have
get Fred out there.
I was going to say, we'll put Fred over there at tackle. Yeah, we'll put Fred over there.
Yeah. You got soft hands? What do you think? You catch a pass?
Not with the tape job that I have in my
glove. That's a good point. That's a good point. All right, Jordan. Well, we thank you for your time as always.
Appreciate it, brother.
Good luck on Sunday, and we'll talk to you Monday at Chickies and then Tuesday right back here.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, boys.
All right, Jordan. All right. What do we think of Jordan? He says my show, not our show.
Interesting.
And I got crushed for that on this show for over a year for one day in an argument. I said, my show. You know, I might have to have a talk with Jordan about that. You know,
it is the Jordan Mailata show.
It is the Jordan Mailata show.
Show was called Ike, Spike, and Fritz from day one.
Yeah, well, it's true. I'm saying if he wants to say that when he's not on with one of the other hosts.
Yeah, when he's on with you, you're like.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I was there, you know. My name's not on the show. It's cool. I like it that way. You are the star, but our show.
The Brandon Graham show?
It was.
Did Brandon used to say my show? I don't know.
Talked to him, I think, Tuesday after his show.
Yeah. I might have to write a little piece of paper, say I really appreciate you, but I would.
Listen, that's twice I noticed it, though.
Yep.
Yeah, I noticed it.
And I like that he has a sense of pride for it. He comes in prepared, you know.
He's like my show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Said on my show.
Yeah, he's taking ownership.
Our show. Our show.
Fritz and Friends.
All right. 215-592-9494. I'll start calling Jordan and Friends on Mondays. Derek and Paoli, you're on WIP. What's up, Derek?
What's happening? Hey, real quick, Ike, I guess me and you going to be fighting for last place in the league.
Oh, yeah. Look, I've been waiting on you. You've been ducking me for 2 weeks,
man.
Which
Derek suck too?
Listen, man. Listen, Jack, keep you on hold for a long time, man. Sometimes I'll be having worse stuff.
He only has two wins.
Oh, really?
He has one more win than me, yes.
I'm just looking to stay ahead of you. I'm going to stay ahead of you. That's my goal, man.
No, that's – and guess what? My goal is catching you. That's my goal.
This is so sad.
You ain't got far to go, that's for sure. You ain't got far to go. You know, like you said, the injuries kick in, man. Nothing you could do, man.
Yep.
Nothing you could do when them guys get hurt, man. But listen, anyway, with the Eagles, right, I feel like the players definitely got to be held accountable. But I know in the summertime when Spike, you were screaming out about how the Eagles let a lot of people go, right? So, for me, I feel like the Eagles kind of got a little cocky, right? Like, we could just plug anybody in here and Vic Fangio a tournament to a player, or Stoutland a tournament to a good lineman, and this, that, and the third. But we let a lot of guys that we could use right now walk out the door for almost nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like that's holding us back right now with the injuries that we have sustained over these last few weeks, man. Like, you could use Darius Slay right now. You could lose Isaiah Rogers right now.
Becton.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the list goes on and on and on. And I just feel like when we yelling out stuff like Howie season, like, I must have missed it, right? Because of Dory Jackson and Ja'Quarian Bennett, like, that's not Howie season. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I'm guilty of the Howie season.
Well, yes. In fact, Derek, the Ja'Quarian Bennett thing was a reaction to that Howie season didn't work because they got into camp and Adoree Jackson wasn't good enough and Keely Ringo wasn't good enough, so they went and traded. Look, we traded for after Howie season. We traded for Ja'Quarian Bennett. We traded for John Mechie. We traded for Tank Bigsby. But Mechie's the only guy who is... I've even noticed on the field there's one. Yeah. Bennett's been hurt. Bigsby can't catch a kickoff. And I agree
Seriously,
with you.
Did he step out of bounds last game with the ball?
I think he did. He also bobbled another one.
Oh, God. Yeah, he stinks.
It's supposed to be. He's just a running back. I don't know. He's never returned kicks in his career. I agree.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I think they. It was one of two things, Derek. When I look back at it, I think on one hand, they either took the chance after winning a Super Bowl to reset from a financial standpoint and knew it was going to be tough, or they thought. Howie thought, hey, I can do this every year. I'm good at, you know, forgetting about the fact that he never thought Zach Bond was going to be an all-pro linebacker. He signed him as a special teams player. So,
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no, look, absolutely, especially when you're an all-pro special teams player. I agree with you. I think they outsmarted themselves a little bit because there were players, not to mention, you're talking about the players that left, and I agree. And there were a couple of those that wouldn't have cost very much money. Mekhi Becton was $8 million. Isaiah Rogers was $4 million. But there were free agents out there that were not $100 million deals like Josh Sweat and Milton Williams that you could get for 1 year that could come in here and maybe make a difference, and they didn't do it. And the whole time, I know deep down everybody was saying, wait, why didn't we just sign him? He was $9 million. And it was there. We all saw it.
Even gave which are the one end we gave like $4 million to?
Was Zeezo Ojulari.
Yeah, that could have went to Isaiah Rogers.
Yes. I think we gave $5
million. Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick before you let me go. Like, with Chuck, right?
Yeah.
Like, every time he calls, he says something different. So just because that Jalen Hurts hangs around with Michael Jordan, like, it's not too many people that are wired like Michael Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
He could have his phone number. He could wear the sneakers. Like, he could do all these things with Michael Jordan, but it's probably going to be no one other than, I mean, Kobe's probably the closest thing that Michael Jordan there is. So just because Hurts hangs
better
out
too.
With Jordan, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a good argument, though, Jack. I just hate when they say, like I just Jalen Hurts is Jalen Hurts, right?
Yes.
He is who he is. Like, I feel like a lot of the argument comes from, like, people, like, I'll never say that he's top two, top three, top four, whatever. I just think he's good at what he does, and I like him as a person and a player, but I also feel like he's never going to throw for 400 yards and four TDs a game. Like, if he does that, we're not going to win. Like, our team is struggling because the running game is non-existent right now, and that running game helps him as a passer. Right now, him just dropping back and passing and Saquon not running the ball at all, that's hurting him. Gordon is helping him.
Yeah.
How can you be talking about be more selfish? That just makes zero sense to me.
Yeah, I think the expectation is in between what is happening now and what Chuck is demanding. I don't think anybody foresees Jalen being Joe Burrow out there slinging it around all over the yard.
Including the Eagles, right?
Including the Eagles.
Yes.
But
including
what we would like...
is the money, right?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Yeah, but
the money will always be the money.
Yeah, what we would like is when there's a guy open early in the play, throw the ball, hit him, you know, put it on time, you know. Derek, give us a bald guy here on what is it? Be bald and be free day.
I'm gonna go against the guy. Hopefully, it don't get me smacked. I'm gonna go with Jada Pinkett.
We said bald person, and I specifically kept it open for Jada Pinkett. Actually,
he said, "I hope it don't get me smacked."
Yeah,
I like that.
We picked up on that one after the miss on the Nicki Minaj. Cardi B one yesterday.
I was out.
We all missed that one.
How did we miss that?
We should have got it. It's the second time he used it. I should have at least asked him privately, hey, what are you talking about here, so I can understand it. 215-592-9494. Is it the coaches? Is it the players? What is going on with the Eagles right now? A lot of Kevin Petullo stuff out there, but the players are all saying that Kevin Petullo is doing fine, that they need to execute better. Coming up next, a guy who will execute always, that is Jack with the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Catch up on the Phils a little bit as the...
They still exist?
They still exist. We will... Look, I'm committed. There is no show...
They still exist, do they?
They do.
They're dead to us.
There is no show that is going to keep you updated with the offseason Philly stuff better than we will. We are committed to this. This is a big offseason for the Phillies. Could be a noisy offseason, so we will be there every step of the way.
Would love a noisy offseason.
I would love a noisy offseason. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Visit the area's only jeweler with over 5,000 Google five-star reviews. Experience the difference online, marks-jewelers.com. Do you think the traffic situation at the sports complex is worse than it used to be? 81.3% say yes. Before we get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, just one thing for both you guys, just two things in that one thing. One, I was just out in the hub there, and I heard I Want It That Way by Backstreet Boys.
Good song.
And I thought to myself, when we were thinking about replacing 530 Creed, I Want It That Way would have been a good one. And I also, yesterday, heard Jack and Diane by John Mellencamp, and I thought that would have been a good one, too.
Jack and Diane's a great song.
Yep.
Also one of the most famous, confusing lines of all time.
Which one? The one on sucking on chili dogs?
Sucking on chili dogs.
Behind the Tasty Freeze?
No one sucks on chili dogs. You eat a chili dog.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just like
yeah, I'm with you.
It's a very confusing line. I think, you know.
There's no confusion.
Well.
It's not something you do.
Well, I'm just saying that, like, you say you're eating a chili dog.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
But saying eating chili dogs doesn't have the same ring as sucking on chili dogs behind the Tasty
Freeze. Throws it all off.
All right. High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball.
Says Jackie Baseball.
It sure still brings a smile to my face.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
The official show of the Phillies offseason, the WIP Afternoon Show. Everybody else is going to ignore it. You're not going to hear it on the morning show, on the midday show. They're going to be, you know, twiddling their thumbs.
Although they have Ben and Rube on.
Well, you know.
I think they're probably going to address it.
Well.
So, a quick update on Kyle Schwarber and his free agent status. So, Scott Lauber wrote today that the expectation within the sport is Schwarber will seek 5 years.
Jesus.
Unprecedented for a DH who will be 33 next season. Maybe he'll settle for four. Regardless, his annual salary will climb toward $30 million. Rival team officials are guessing Middleton will match or beat Schwarber's best offer as he did previously for Real Muto and Aaron Nola. You glad he matched it with Aaron Nola or what?
I was going to say, I don't think anybody's happy about that.
Could have been a Brave.
5 years. What are we? Are we insane here?
5150 is the idea.
For a 32-year-old DH that listen, just had his career year.
Just say no. Just say no. No. Just say no.
Absolutely not.
You want to get him back?
Can you imagine this team in 3 years? No.
Yeah.
No. No. He doesn't. He's not.
I'm with you.
He's not an unprecedented player. He's a good player. He's a very good player. He is not a player who deserves an unprecedented contract. You could make that argument with Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
Hell, you could make that argument with Juan Soto, 25 right. years old.
Yeah.
One of the you're doing that, not me. One of the five best hitters in the sport, Soto. One of the five or seven best. No, Kyle Schwarber, 5 years for 32-year-old.
I'm assuming he's just shooting for the stars.
I would think so.
Yeah.
But you know they're going to, no offense, Mr. Middleton, you know they will get, because I don't think John Middleton wants to let him go.
Yeah, but this is how we have to let him know. That
this is where we as the show say don't do it.
Like it's okay. It's like I would take Schwarber back. I would like Schwarber to come back. I'm not giving him a blank check. I'm not saying whatever it takes, you can't lose Kyle Schwarber.
I agree.
5150, even like
I was trying to do four, I mean, three.
You were saying three.
Three, yeah.
3105.
Yeah, 3105.
How's it like 4120?
No.
Even that, I'm kind of like, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'd give him $35 million a year for 3 years.
This team.
That's what I'd do.
And I know we have Crawford coming up. This team probably
needs. That's a pretty good deal.
Probably needs a right fielder, a left fielder.
Yeah.
Potentially a third baseman. Potentially,
no,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, yeah. I hear you.
What are we talking about?
Well, here's the thing I wondered. Now, I know from Schwarber's side, it's his job to get as much as he can, but do they go to him and they're like, listen, man, we're trying to bring.
He doesn't care. I don't think he cares
right now.
I don't think so.
This guy, he's trying to get his, huh?
This is going to be the biggest payday of his career. I don't think I have no idea, but
I hear you.
But he's not. This is not Dirk in his 13th year.
Swan song, yeah.
This is not Tim Duncan
taking $10 million a year.
This is his payday. This is the one.
But he just got $80 million from the team.
Would you rather have $150 million or $100 million?
If I was in this city.
In this city.
Yeah, in this town.
I get to stay here.
Yeah. I get it. I just, and maybe
5150 is a lot.
Maybe he's asking for crazy. I think the message is to John is it's okay to let him go.
Like I will still be a Phillies fan.
If it starts getting crazy and like you feel like it's getting towards where this is maybe not the best financial situation, it's okay.
So it's
He's probably the hardest to resign, right?
Yes.
I think so.
Ranger number is potentially something you don't want to touch on.
Yeah, I just assume Ranger.
Okay.
Ranger's almost not even in the mix.
Yes. From him and JT, you're talking about?
Yeah, like him and JT, Bader.
JT's 35. He's pretty implanted here. He's got like four kids. I don't think he's eager to move to a new city. I think he's
2 years, 40.
Yeah, maybe. People are throwing around $20 million a year for him. Right. I'm still in the 15. Feels about right.
Well, did you give him 3 years, 15?
I do not want to give him
2 years, 35 is the deal, and they will choke and give him 3 years
with an option.
For a fourth or the third?
No,
give him the third year as a mutual option. That way you give him a little severance package if he's leaving.
Yeah, yeah. This is all getting a little nerve-wracking. Yeah. Which just leads me to the question of, the biggest question that I've been internally debating is, would you rather re-sign everyone, not Ranger, but like re-sign those two and give this team like another run at it, or would you rather retool a little bit? Like let them go. And you have some fresh faces in here, and maybe you don't win 96 games, but you're still in the 88 to 92 range. And it's a little bit of a step back season.
Nope.
Here's
run it back.
Can I make an argument for it? We can't say that every team has a chance once they get into the playoffs and then decide that getting into the playoffs with 90 wins rather than 96 wins is going to be the problem. Mm-hmm. Is that my thing is this, is that it's very hard in baseball to load up like the Rams did 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
You're still, the difference between them winning World Series next year with, you know, one guy being here and one guy not being here is, I don't know, you go from 12% to 9%. My goal would be get into the playoffs as many times as you can without setting yourself up for an extended run where you're not going to be able to. So when I say lengthen the window, it isn't about some youth movement. It's about not. It's about being good enough to get into the playoffs, but not burying yourself. And what I worry is about burying the team in 4 years when they go and they sign Schwarber.
And if you go the retool route, you have to let Crawford play 150 games a year, or like next year, and let him have some runway there.
Right.
And give Painter, which I know,
and
right now it sounds great.
Yeah,
like right now it sounds great.
It's easy to say today, when May and June rolls around here and we're telling Dombrowski to sell off the rest of the farm to go get somebody because these guys can't play.
I know.
Then we all feel different.
And that's like that's the internal thing I'm debating in my head, where I was like, well, do I want to watch a step back season? I don't really want to watch step back season, but it could be the best thing for the greater good of the franchise.
Well, the Mariners won 90 games this year.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
They're about to be in the World Series.
You just gotta play
they got
baseball.
The big dumper too.
Yes. Yeah. Well, hopefully Aiden Miller's got a big dumper. Can we? Can we get him to do some squats?
So here's my thing. As much as I like Kyle Schwarber, right? My point is really that if you're going to move on from these guys, you may not have to bring somebody in who hits 45 to 50 home runs. But I also don't want you bringing in somebody who hits 20 home runs. Because I don't know how you make up the difference from a production standpoint, because the other guy still had the same flaws.
Yes.
He covered up a lot of flaws from a run-producing standpoint for us to win 96 games.
I agree. I think they could get players that help them in more areas than Schwarber does, where maybe you're not getting 50 home runs and a... We'll mention them from now until the cows come home, but but that could maybe get you 25 or 30 home runs, but also maybe make it one of your positions that you're weak defensively on. Maybe you become strong defensively on one of those positions, and you become a team that is more versatile and maybe is better. You're not worried about aging poorly the same way you were worried about Schwarber. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah,
maybe the Schwarber numbers are a lie. Maybe this is
fear-mongering.
Maybe it's somebody locally giving this to Scott Lauber, so we jump on it. Yeah, so we're all okay when they don't do something crazy because they're worried about it.
Well, mission accomplished.
Yeah.
hook, line, and sinker.
Well, here's what I'm saying, and I guarantee you I won't be alone come next May and June. This had better be a team that's in the hunt, that's a contending team.
Yes,
so whatever
I agree.
Roster they put together, whomever it is, like, you want to go bring in some other guy.
You can't just let Schwarber go and then not sign anyone.
That's exactly what
I
agree. Saying.
Which I
That's
agree.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I agree.
That's really what I'm saying. Like, I still want to have a good baseball team. We got the freaking All-Star game here next year.
That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point. You got to make sure that the
I want the
vibes
team to be viable. I don't want to be one of these terrible teams and we don't have any representatives except for one. Who's that going to be, Bryce?
Yeah, well, it's going to suck when Schwarber could be on another team and he comes here for the home run derby.
When we had the All-Star game last, was our lone rep, was that the Shane Rawley year? Was Shane Rawley?
Was that 96?
Yeah.
Wasn't that Petalico?
Oh, maybe it was Petalico. You're right.
Believe so.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I believe so. I think he's the only guy. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that's probably what they're debating down there.
Yeah.
But I do think getting a different mix in here is also a good thing.
I'm not opposed to it.
But you also can't. But I agree with you. Like, you can't just like let them go and then save the money.
That's my thing. Yeah. Like, yeah, don't start the penny pinching on us.
No interest. Find a way to get off Castellanos in Taiwan and save the that's 36.
There you go.
That's $38 million. Right.
How about
there.
This? I'm willing to trade Aaron Nola.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Amazing. Teams
are
lining
up. Bold.
Oh, my goodness. Ike, thank you so much.
Somebody get John Middleton a stick so he can fight off all the teams that are trying to get Aaron Nola.
The most expensive innings eater of all time.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Wow. Cut that, Justin. Get that video out there. Wow. All right. So other things real quick. So the part of the Kevin Long thing, his contract did expire at the end of the year.
Oh, he's gone then.
So it's it's one thing they could do.
But is the Schwarber, because Schwarber loves Kevin Long.
Listen, if they make a decision on hitting coach because of Schwarber, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah. Just go in there and do what he already told you to do.
Yeah,
you're
fine.
I'm still here.
He only hit for average at the end of the year anyway for the last 2 months. And a big win for our just run up the score Dodgers last night. Come on, sweep out. Don't lose another game so we can do the loser. We
you
were this
can
close.
Do the loser
thing. He's ready.
Yes.
You know he is.
Ice with me.
I am.
No. Anybody but the Dodgers.
Come on, Dodgers.
No, you
don't want an 0-1 Lakers run.
You have to cheer against them like you cheered against the Heatles, like you cheered against the Warriors with Durant. They're cheating. They have too many good players. We need them to lose. And if they lose soon, you know, Freddie Freeman's on the wrong side of his prime. Mookie
35,
Betts is on the wrong side of his prime. Come on.
Well, you can go ahead and let them win. Who cares?
No.
Well, I tell you what. For as much talent as they have, they are winning a lot of 2-1 games.
Well, the pitching's going on a generational run. How jealous do you think Alec Bohm was of that double play last night? He would not wait to ground into that kind of double play.
Fly ball double play?
Yeah.
If you have not seen this play last night, it was the most outrageous thing I've ever seen. I said it out loud as soon as it happened. I've never seen anything like that. It was fly ball to center by Max Muncy.
Yes.
Long fly ball, would have been within a foot of a home run. Center fielder goes up, goes into his glove, goes out of his glove, bounces off the wall, he catches it. Everybody thought he caught it. He throws the bases are loaded, throws the force out at home from Teoscar Hernandez, who was on third, and then the guy who was supposed to go to third ran back to second, catcher runs to third, and flies out in a double play. I've never seen anything like that in my life. It was wild. 215-592-9494. You've never seen anything like the deals Colonial Hyundai has right now. You like that, how I did that right there? John Ashdell, the cars are. When you walk through the lot of Colonial between now and October 31st, you're going to see a red tag on every single one of those cars. What's that going to mean? A deal. How about this? Your choice. Brand new Hyundai Palisade, brand new Hyundai Santa Fe, award-winning Tucson, just $199 a month. That's only happening at Colonial. You know what else is only happening at Colonial? A guarantee of $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. You know what else is happening at Colonial? Every new Hyundai you leave with, you buy there at Colonial, is coming with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Get in there. Hurry into Colonial responsibly to Colonial Hyundai in Downingtown or online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Lease Tier 1 credit through HMF. 10,000 miles a year. 10% down plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
What's up, OG?
Fellas, how we doing today?
Good to finally hear from you again.
Yep. OG, they say you're ducking. Say you're ducking smoke.
They took my call this time. Ike, this is something that you're not privy to.
Okay.
But some people in the station has an issue of keeping me on, you know, on hold. And
oh, okay. That's right. I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
It used to be that way. Used to get right up.
Interesting.
Somebody called the Wambulance.
But I understand it. You know what I'm saying? When you're this great and you, you know, yeah, I get it. You know what I mean? God.
The preamble. We're a minute into this. Okay.
That's Mike Chaps. That just chaps it right on up.
Yep.
Yeah, so let me do this here. Let me do this. This team has a lot of issues here. I told y'all that I played a long game, and it didn't take much to see that, what is his name? Akili Ringo is not, you know, it's. Confidence is totally shot. Adoree Jackson should have never even been signed as a free agent. I posted an AJ Brown old thing when he first came.
Was well
his phone. Can you just check on him? Tell him this is not me. It's him. It is. The phone's unacceptable.
You're right.
I'm going to give him 30 more seconds. I'm just going to let Jack see whether it sounds good or not. What do you think, Jack? Jack thinks it's okay. All right, they should have never signed Adoree Jackson. Continue on.
Yeah, you got me now?
Yeah.
We good? Is that better? Okay, so listen. So I posted a video of A.J. Brown when he first came here, and he was talking about how in Tennessee he was upset that he got traded and everything, and then he had to realize that it was a business, and he said he was on social media posting stuff, and that's what caused him. So now he's to the point that, it's like, okay, I just got to realize that you just go out, do your job, and collect your check on twos or whatever, and keep on moving. You know what I'm saying? And it was almost sounding like he was talking about it like, you know, like now. But actually, that's what he's doing now. The same thing that he did in Tennessee to get traded, he's doing here now. And it's like we don't even want to talk about it. We never want to, like, identify with a crisis that a locker room can have when you were a split. You know what I'm saying? So now we have the offensive lineman, and Jordan Mailata admitted that he's playing like crap, so I'm glad he admit that. Our tackle, Dickerson, is hurt. The center, he's still recovering. It's bad all around. So Jalen's got to play better. You know what I'm saying? But we all know that Jalen – best play comes when he's protected. So, and they say that the Eagles don't mass protect. So don't you think that would be a good change to make, Ike and Spike, like right now?
The pass protection's been pretty good, OG, and he, like, in terms of time to throw, I think he and Justin Fields are right at 2.7 seconds, which is the longest between when he snaps the ball and when he throws it in the NFL. So
we talked about this before.
No, right? But hold on a second. I would agree that the offensive line has not, especially in the run game, has not been very good this year. But from pass protect, they really, especially the last couple of games, has really not been that bad.
So we're in the Denver game, we're just going to – So Mailata just wasn't getting beat off the edge. So we didn't see that. That's not what we saw.
Well, but we can't always see. Jack does this with Bryce. Hold on a second. Jack does this with Bryce. What he'll do is he'll say, look, Bryce needs to hit better, but other thing, other thing, other thing, other thing, other thing, other thing. And you do that. Jalen needs to play better, but here's everybody else. We agree that everybody, that the offensive line is not playing great this year. We agree. But you're the Jalen guy. And if you're going to call up and be the Jalen guy, you can't just blame everybody else all the time, because when we give you the other situations with other quarterbacks, you don't accept them. So,
well, then I thought I prefaced this by saying Jalen has to play better.
Yes, but then you go and you explain specifically why everybody else isn't playing well. So what isn't Jalen doing well? What isn't Jalen doing well that he needs to do better?
I think Jalen, in terms of what he's not doing, what he's not doing well is what? I mean,
I don't know. You tell me. You just said he needs to play better. So what does he need to do better? We all agree the offensive line needs to play better, right?
The rhythm in the offense needs to be better, and because he's the quarterback, he's responsible for that rhythm.
So what can he do to make the rhythm better?
I think he could probably get the ball out of his hands quicker, but in that situation, what are you getting it to quicker to?
You watch other football games, right? I assume.
Yes.
You would see that a ton of quarterbacks right now have to throw underneath a lot because of the way teams play defense. That too high thing is all over the place now.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
He hasn't been great at that, and a lot of that is underneath in the middle of the field, and he doesn't do it quick enough.
Here's the issue with that, and I think people have a misconception of getting the ball to the under. That's what the defense wants you to do.
No, so but you have to show that you can do it.
Okay.
You have to show that you can do it.
My point is this. By doing it don't mean you're winning games by doing it. No, you're doing what a defense wants you to do. That's why they're playing that coverage, so that they can react and come up and make the tackle. So you're not winning in that situation by getting the ball, rid of the ball like that. I would rather Jalen get rid of the ball downfield and in different combination of routes instead of the same
stuff that we've been seeing. Blaming someone else.
That's all. I mean, but you call it blaming.
That's what you're doing.
What you don't want to look at is the reality that of things that you may not know about football. That football is a rhythmic thing.
I do know English. That's not a word.
Okay. In football, that's a word. And I'm sure
rhythmic?
You don't play football.
Okay.
Yes, it's called rhythm.
All
right. Chemistry and everything. That has, y'all call it culture now. Okay. So rhythmic means things that's in the flow of the game. Mm. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And I know it's hard for people, you to understand.
All right.
But that's what football is.
Well, go ahead. Just finish your list of everybody else that needs to do things better. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for interrupting.
What I was trying to say is that this team right now is on a hill that if after this Minnesota game, if they don't get it right now and this next game, you can cancel Christmas. Okay. So I got them winning 4 more games as of right now.
Woo! 4?
4.
Okay. So they're going to go 8-9?
At the rate this team is moving with the ills of on this team, I don't see this guy that retired. He retired for the same reason Kelsey and Fletcher retired, because they didn't want to deal with the kiddie bullcrap going on with Jalen and AJ, and that's why he retired. A lot of people don't know, and I'm sure you don't want to look at that. But this team right now, inside that locker room, it's horrible. It's hard. And veteran guys don't want to deal with it, will not deal with it. So they better get it fixed now, or you will only win 4 more games.
Ike, do you think that – thank you for the call, OG. Do you think Za'Darius Smith gave up several million dollars because the wide receiver and the quarterback aren't getting along?
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know why he retired, but I don't think so. Because, quite frankly, he doesn't have to interact with those guys very often. I mean, he's on the defensive side of the ball. He hadn't been here but 3 weeks.
Jack, did you notice that I noticed OG did your Bryce trick?
Well, I don't do a Bryce trick.
It is a Bryce trick.
I don't. I call it right how I see it. Is what it is.
Yeah, he needs to play better. That's all they get. That's all we get out of him.
Yep. He needs to play better.
He needs to play better. Okay. What is what's coming
Whoa.
Up?
Oh,
what?
I see who's on my board.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. What's coming up in the top 5 and 5? Jack?
Situations I'm monitoring here at WIP.
Oh, these are always my favorite. These are always my favorite.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.